doctor told my daughter-in-law, you have the Egyptian flu. You're going to be a mummy.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you ever consider inventing something? Now and then, an idea smacks me between the eyes, making me wonder if I should abandon my day job, this writing and speaking thing, and become inventor of the baby mop. With all these grandkids crawling around, why not wrap them in giant cleaning rags and put them to work? They can do the floors, the walls, the drapes. Well, sadly, someone beat me to it already. How about a mute button for children, though? Mom and dad need a break. Why not gently stick one to kids' foreheads for easy access? Push it once when you need a little R&R, twice when you're ready to play again, and a third time for them to clean their rooms. Can someone get to work on this? Come on. What about printer ink that doesn't cost more than a printer? Or a microwave that cools stuff down? Or something that makes everything taste like chocolate? I like broccoli now, Mom. As it is, we have plenty of ridiculous things like the selfie toaster. That's right. It's a toaster that will singe an image of your face onto every piece of toast that pops up. Now you can have your selfie and eat it too. Elsewhere, a Japanese inventor has created Nekomimi, a set of mechanical cat ears you can wear that will measure your brain waves and react to your moods. If you are relaxed, they droop. Focused, they wriggle. Interested? The ears perk up. I want to wear cat ears so everyone will know how I'm feeling. You cat to be kidding me, right, meow? Well, seriously, some of the inventions coming out these days boggle the mind. You can buy glasses that make colorblind people see color, a hands-free umbrella that hovers above your head, and windows that generate electricity. Our ability to create is astounding. From the pyramids to the space shuttle to the smartphone, we humans are remarkably innovative, discounting, of course, the singing fish. It speaks of the incredible ability people have to explore and discover things hidden. Here's what it says. People know where to mine silver and how to refine gold. They know where to dig iron from the earth and how to smelt copper from rock. People know how to tear apart flinty rocks and overturn the roots of mountains. They cut tunnels in the rocks and uncover precious stones. They dam up trickling streams and bring to light the hidden treasures. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? It cannot be bought with gold. It cannot be purchased with silver. The price of wisdom is far above rubies. You know, despite all our marvelous innovations and discoveries, wisdom can prove elusive. Human history is the story of incredible successes and monumental failures. And the further we advance, the more gadgets we invent and accumulate, the harder it is to be still and hear the voice of wisdom. Job finishes the chapter this way, God alone understands the way to wisdom. And this is what he says to all humanity. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding. True wisdom is found in turning from wrong and living moment by moment in a loving relationship with our Creator. Almost 50 years of walking with Him and often stumbling has shown me just how rewarding this is. And speaking of my age, I'm comforted to know that HipSafe is available. It's inflatable airbags around your waist that go off when they detect a fall. If you tumble, you will land safely on comfy pillows. I love that. And you know why airbags are expensive, don't you? Because of inflation.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."